It's episode 266, and we've got plugins for quick viewing in WooCommerce, speeding up your website, free gifts for your e-com shoppers, protection against DDoS attacks, and tracking how far down people scroll within Google Analytics. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the future on the beautiful shores of Puget Sound, I'm John Overall.
And still from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, this show is a little bit pre-recorded, but what the heck, when I'm out of town, I'm down in the U.S. right now and enjoying myself in the Bremerton Port Orchard area of Puget Sound. And so if any of you listeners out there happen to hear it, send me an email, call me on my phone, maybe we can get together for beers.
Ah, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, if you're anywhere near me, I'll take free beer too.
Hey, free beer. Everyone loves free beer. It's kind of like free lunch, right?
Right.
All right, well, we got the usual great show for you today. And don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we greatly appreciate your time hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving us a review on the iTunes Store.
Absolutely. Those reviews do help us out immensely. We like to stay in the top five in terms of WordPress shows. That helps to bring new people to the show, bigger audience, and ultimately a bigger community in which we can grow this show. So every little review helps. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely. And of course, we got no donors this week because this show has been pre-recorded. So we'll catch up with all your donors in the next episode and announce them all out there. And if you want to donate to the show, head on over to the website, WPPluginsAtoZ.com/donate, to leave something for the show. And if you go over $50, leave us a message, a note, your domain address, everything. We'll announce it all in the show and leave you a link to the link in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great thing for anybody who's got a plugin that they're developing, something like that, that they need the extra attention. We definitely have that audience for that. So I invite you to take advantage, be a sponsor, donate, whatever you can do to help out the show. Every single penny goes back into the production of the show. We're not using it for gas money or anything like that, beer money.
No, not
John.
At the moment. Not at the moment we're not using it for gas or beer money. Still having to work for a living.
That's true. So every bit helps, no matter how small, how large, it goes right back into the production of the show. So yeah, we do appreciate that.
And more things are slowly starting to come to fruition.
That's
of course,
right.
One of the big things that's happening is we have a Patreon account, which will be launching soon for those of you that have asked about Patreon. And one of the benefits of the Patreon account we're going to offer up for the donors here is we're going to be offering up exclusive tutorial videos on how to set up and use plugins. These are ones that I've done or will be doing more of them, and I've had great reviews on them in the past, so look forward to producing them for everyone.
Yeah, and another thing that we're doing is we're doing an archive of all of the plugins that we've already reviewed. And so I've got a spreadsheet of well over 1,000 different plugins that we've reviewed. John, just throw anything at me and I'll search it real quick. I'll tell you exactly how many we've done. Give me a keyword.
SEO plugins.
SEO, come on. All right. We have done 13 different reviews of SEO plugins.
There you go.
Yeah, iRobots.txt SEO, Link to Us SEO, Local Business SEO, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like crazy. Video SEO, Facebook,
you've got all that. You've got that into a CSV file, right?
I do.
Hey, that might work well with the plugin that we announced last show. That's the WPA to Z plugin with changing the headers on it and become searchable.
Hmm. Yeah, that's definitely it. So we're really, really working on the show really hard, and it's difficult when you've reviewed, you know, close to 1,500 different plugins.
Yep, 5 years.
Put all that together. So we're working diligently on it. And again, you know, just that search for SEO plugins got 13 different ones. Where else can you go and find 13 different SEO plugins with total reviews on them? So we're going to try and put all that stuff together on the website. Your donations will make that happen so much faster. So keep them coming.
Absolutely. Okay, and just a teeny bit of interesting news this week. It's actually a nice article coming from WPMU Dev. It's 15 seriously simple hacks for customizing your WordPress site for clients. Things such as how to... It's quite helpful. So give this a check out, the WordPress news, and or from WPMU Dev. The link's in the show notes.
Yeah, they got some great stuff over there at WPMU Dev. I'm liking what they're doing more and more and more.
Yeah, well, I spend so much time there since I've got a package with them, and I'm using more and more of their plugins on all the websites I develop.
Yep. And with that, John, I think it's time to roll into the main course.
Yes, it is. Off we go in meat potatoes. Okay, the first plugin I've got here this week is called WP Super Speed. This plugin promises to help reduce your system resource usage, in particular CPU and RAM usage by your website. And it's a very simple plugin, not 100% perfect as far as I can tell. It's kind of hard to tell whether it's reducing everything unless you have set up monitoring for your site. But all you need to do is install the plugin, activate it, no configurations, and it's supposed to lower the amount of CPU and RAM that your website uses. So all in all, pretty nice little plugin. It does seem to work well in the MU environment, which is where I've tested it, which is always important for me nowadays since even WP plugins A to Z is on an MU platform. So check it out. It's called WP Super Speed, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Pretty cool. I like that. All right, I've been using WooCommerce a lot lately, and these first two plugins are directly WooCommerce related. The first one is titled WooCommerce Quick View, and it allows your users to get a really quick look at the products in your store without having to open that product page. Nice. So it has a kind of a light box type of a pop-up, and it has the product image, the title, price, quantity to add to the cart, all that stuff in a pop-up. And you can disable that on mobile if you wish, because I know that pop-ups are a little crazy within mobile. You can change the label instead of quick view. It could be something else. Nice. And it's really, really friendly to use. You can even customize the exact style of that modal, that little pop-up. Really nice. I really like this plugin a lot, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very cool. Yeah, I haven't done WooCommerce in several months now, but that sounds like a very useful one if you're building out a WooCommerce site.
And another thing that I forgot to mention is that once that pop-up is up, it's almost like a gallery because they can scroll through your products hitting a next and previous button, and it just keeps loading the different products on the site in little pop-up.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next plugin I've got here is called Protection Against DDoS or DDoS. And it's a very simple but effective plugin to help protect your website from attacks. All you need to do is install and activate it, and you have instant protection from attacks. The plugin works by setting a cookie in the user's browser to see if they can actually log in, see if they're human. And because it sets the cookie, and when bots come in, they don't actually accumulate those cookies and information. They just attack. So if it doesn't see the cookie when the plugin's active, if it doesn't see the cookie in a person's browser, it automatically boots them away from your website and prevents them from accessing it further. It's a great little plugin. It seems to help a little bit. I've installed it on a couple of websites that were having a bit of a load from bots, and it seems to have dropped off. So it does seem to be working. Great little plugin called Protection Against DDoS, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Cool. I like that. The next plugin I have, also a WooCommerce plugin. This is called WooCommerce Free Gift. And it's a pretty small plugin, and it helps you to give away free gifts to your WooCommerce customers based on a threshold of a dollar amount that you set. So here's what happens is if somebody puts something in their cart and say you have a threshold of like $30 and they don't quite make it with that first add to the cart, it can actually say in the cart, hey, spend another $4.88 and qualify for a free gift. Just like you see at other stores.
You see on Amazon and everywhere else.
Right. And once it's reached, you can actually change that message. Just say something like, you know, hey, awesome. You've got $80 in the cart. Now you qualify for this free gift. And then it gives them the button to accept the gift and add it to their order if they want.
Nice.
If they don't have to, but it allows them the option to accept the free gift. I know one store that does this pretty well, and that's Macy's.
Yes.
Anything you order from Macy's, whether it's men's or women's, they'll always throw in fragrances and all of that, and you accept that. Yes, no, I don't want the free gift, whatever. And it works out pretty well. So try this out. Heck, if it means some extra sales just to get a free gift, it's totally worth it. So I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Everyone likes to make an added sale. And hey, if you can bump them up $3 to $5, that's $3 to $5 more in your pocket.
Yeah. So the trick to that is whatever threshold you're going to make it, take what your average, you know, product is. Say you're selling ebooks for $20 a piece and make it so that the threshold is $30. So you're going to sell at least two things.
That's right. Keep them somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Excellent. Okay. The final plugin I've got here today is called WordPress Inspector. This is a simple plugin. I thought it might be a little bit more when I loaded it up, but it's a plugin that takes and leads you off to a testing website at wordpressinspector.io. And you really don't need a plugin to do this. It seemed kind of a waste of a plugin to me. You click the plugin and then you click to inspect and it opens up the other website and just automatically inserts your URL into it. But all in all, I guess it's okay, little plugin. The thing that I found disappointing, even when I went to the WordPressInspector.io, is they give you some information. They tell you how their site's working. But when they find something that doesn't seem to be right, all they say is something simple in there, such as, we found blocking rendering stuff in here. And you really can't tell any information from that. So they tell you got too many page redirects and you have no way of figuring out what's there because it doesn't give you a list. So other than that, it's an okay little plugin. I gave it a 3 dragon rating, WordPress Inspector.
3, that's low.
That is low for us. That's real low for us.
Yeah, we don't usually like to bring those. But yeah, that's
hey,
okay.
If we run across them and I took the time to test it because I've had hopes, I'm going to tell everyone what I found.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the final one I'm going to talk about is something that's not necessarily an item or a metric that Google Analytics reveres as a valued thing when it comes to page score. Maybe it does, I don't know. But this is called Easy Scroll Depth. And what it allows you to do is track how far down the page users actually scroll in terms of a percentage. And this is nothing new. There are more plugins that do this kind of thing to take advantage of Google Analytics and that. But the thing is I've never gotten any of them to work. I've tried them all, and none of them have worked. And for well over a year, I've been looking for a new plugin to come around, and this one just did literally last week. And it works. It tells me exactly how far down in the page people scrolled. I'm using this for membership sites to see exactly what the average is in terms of where people get down to and make sure that everything measures out accordingly as it should. So this is another way to just track exactly how much content is being read that's a little bit further in terms of logic than just on page time, you know, how long they were on the page. They could have just gone to a new tab and done something else. So the on page doesn't really matter. This one does. It's called Easy Scroll Depth, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. You brought the perfect hand today.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You have a kind.
That's definitely useful to help people figure out where people, how far down the page they're going. Because if they're not going down far enough, you need to either get better content below or get all your good content right at the top.
That's right.
Okay, well, in this episode here, I covered up WP Super Speed, which I gave a 4 to. I covered up Protection Against DDoS, which I gave a 4 to, and then WordPress Inspector, which I gave a 3 to.
And I talked about WooCommerce Quick View, gave that one a 5 out of 5. WooCommerce Free Gift, gave that a 5 out of 5. And Easy Scroll Depth, also a perfect 5 out of 5.
A little bit of self-promotion. Time to let some promotions for my beautiful wife, Sky, anyway. She has started writing again, putting her short stories up on her website at runnersky.ca. And also, if you're into Tough Mudder training, she's covering her Tough Mudder training adventure, and you can check out all that information, even get a look at her training plan. So if you're looking for a new training plan, check it out. So go visit her website at runnersky.ca and leave a comment on those posts for her. She'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. And you can go to my new program at membershipcoach.com. John, I've dedicated the last couple years of my life helping clients with membership sites. And the beauty of it is they pay me and pay for thousands of dollars worth of tools that I get to test and evaluate to see if it's worth you spending one penny on. So go to membershipcoach.com. Let me save you a ton of time and a ton of money by enrolling in the program, membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and of course, the usual reminders. Please stop into the iTunes store, leave us a review, help keep us up there in the rankings. We're like number 2 right now in the iTunes store. Really quite enjoyable. The more reviews you get or give us, the better we stay up there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd greatly appreciate your time hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving us a review or comment on their website.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, also membershipcoach.com, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!